Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. You and I live in a world that says you matter. You make the headlines if you're rich or smart, if you look subjectively beautiful, or if you can run fast or throw or hit a ball really hard. I want to hold up before you today, my friend, a woman who was none of the above, Irina Sendler. Have you ever heard of her? She should be one of the people in modern history who we can truly call a hero. In fact, in 2007, a year before she died, she was in the running for the Nobel Peace Prize. What did she do, Joel? Irina saved around 2,500 Jewish children during the Nazi reign in Poland. How did she do that? One by one, she smuggled them out through sewer pipes. She wheeled them out in suitcases. She hid them in ambulances. Irina had all kinds of clever ways. She would put a vicious dog in the backseat of her car in case she encountered checkpoints. It's kind of hard to hear a whimpering child when you're distracted by a dog in the backseat that's trying to eat you. Irina knew it was wrong to kill and to experiment on Jews and their children. But she lived in a world that had abandoned the truth. And so she took it upon herself to rescue and save as many as she could. That is what the Apostle James is encouraging as he concludes his letter in chapter 5. Verses 19 and 20, he writes, "My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Did you ever have the experience as a child of wandering off and not knowing where you were? Or perhaps you were the parent, and you have a terrifying memory of having lost your child. The word for wander in the Greek is the word we get planets from. You see, planets were mysterious to the ancients because they would wander across the sky in contrast to the stars. Now, back in James 1:16, James had used the verbal form of this to warn us about not being deceived by our desires. You see, there's a connection between wandering and deception. You don't think that you're wandering until it is too late and you realize that you're lost. Friend, have you found yourself susceptible to wander? James wants us to recognize the serious nature of spiritual wandering. And we live in a day when our culture is leading many away from the truth and into deception. It all starts with a little wandering into things that we know God has said is wrong, or enticing people to think that this world, this brief little life, is all there is, so we should spend all our energy seeking fading glories. And we're forfeiting our eternal souls. It was no different in James' day. And James sees dear ones he loves wandering. And what does he do? Does he say, "Go call the elders," like he did earlier for sickness? No, James says, "Someone." We should all seek to be that someone. I recently preached on the Good Samaritan where the lawyer asked, "Who is my neighbor?" And Jesus turned that question around and asked, "Who was the neighbor to that man in the ditch?" Jesus does not place fences up to tell us who to love, and neither should we. James tells us to bring back the wanderer. And what are some steps that we should take? Well, obviously, we should pray, as James has been saying in this whole section. We should also be willing to go after them, to spend time with them, showing them gentleness. And we should also then be brave, speaking the truth in love. James says, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. By going after, by restoring the wanderer, we will save that person's soul from death. Now, it's likely James is speaking about the wanderer's soul, but we could make the argument that the soul being saved is our own. Remember, James has been saying throughout this letter that ours must be a faith that works. Yes, we confess that God alone saves, but he sometimes uses folks like us to be part of his rescue mission to save others from this evil world. And this world is not going to applaud us, and it very well may be hostile to us for doing so. You know that the Gestapo caught Irina Sendler and they beat her and broke her legs and her feet. But she refused to give up any names. so they drove her off to be executed. She ended up being saved by friends who bribed the guards. And you know what she did then? She went back to saving children under a new identity. Every day for her was seeking to smuggle yet another one out, seeking out those who are going to be destroyed. That is what a true hero looks like, my friends. Irina is a picture of the person who is passionately concerned for those who are prone to be snared by evil. She understood what we should. This world will snag you, and it will treat you like trash. But God's kingdom will save you and treat you like treasure. And anyone can be that someone, joining in the greatest rescue mission in human history. Which is James' whole point when you consider the bookends of this letter. James began by bringing truth to those who had been scattered throughout the world and were prone to wander. And he now ends his letter by calling you and I to do the same. I hope that you have grown in your faith, and we've come to the end of this wonderful series of devotions in the letter of the Apostle James. I encourage you to remember who you are and who you belong to. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for James, this bottomless well of truth, and that you have shown to us the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for these final words today, which encourage us to come to you as those prone to wander, and we ask that our eyes will be open to see how we fail to love you and our neighbors. Heal us, Lord, as we confess our sins and intercede for one another. We ask you to remind us by your Spirit, through your word, that as we feast on the benefits that you have so graciously given, that we will be moved to reach out to those who have strayed. Give us hearts to intercede, love to reach out, gentleness to restore, courage to correct, and joy to celebrate with the holy angels when you bring the wanderer back. Bring all the strangers home, Lord. Bring all of us home. And we pray this in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.